Shane Templeton had never heard of Pythium when patches of his family's rich green fields of ginger at Yeomundi first began to yellow and wither 7 years ago. The pathogen spores spread quickly in southeast Queensland soils, rotting the ginger roots, taking out the growing tips, and starving the plants by stopping them taking up water and nutrients.
It wasn't a real nice time at all, so there was a lot of uncertainty for growers. We lost probably in excess of 30% of our crop in 1 year. It scared the hell out of us, to be perfectly honest, and a lot of other growers, the same type of thing happened. Some of us survived and some of us haven't, and yeah, so we've had a big change in the ginger industry.
They were working on scant information, but Shane's dad, John Templeton, quickly realised that water played a factor.
We'd stop irrigating so much because I could see that they were spreading with the water. It spreads very wildly with water, especially when you get flooding type water. We had to lease, buy and things like that to get to a new ground to, as we got to know how to handle it.
John's daughter Kylie travelled to Japan, where ginger growers with experience of Pythium shared crucial information that helped the Templetons tackle on-farm biosecurity practices.
We probably used, you know, at least 90% of the information that they gave us. Because Pythium was a new disease for us in Australia, it takes quite a few years to get new research and development to work out how to fight that disease. But the Japanese just gave us good information to let us know you will be okay, and if you manage it, you will get through it. So I suppose that was the biggest sort of best information that they gave us.
So Shane Templeton, we're taking a drive in your ute. Now you're saying you really restrict where you take your ute.
Yes, yes. I don't take my ute onto all farms. There's certain farms I'm allowed onto. I have different pairs of boots for different farms. We have different crews for different farms so that you don't have the crossover of clothes and things like that that might have dirt on them.
The Templetons expanded, planting ginger on new land in the Mary Valley. And 5 years after the visit to Japan, their hard work and strict on-farm practices are paying off. Shane Templeton took me to a lush stand of ginger on a once heavily infested field on their home farm at Yeomundi, land they once feared they'd never be able to use again.
This paddock would have been 7 years ago. We probably lost 90% of this through Pythium. We didn't even really get a crop off it. But now you can actually see it's a bumper crop.
It's about 5 foot tall, well more than a metre, metre and a half almost.
Yes, metre and a half tall. So, yeah, so normally what my father says is you have good tops, you'll have good a good amount of ginger underneath.
What do you do if you spot a bit of yellowing and then you know that it's Pythium coming out?
If we know it's Pythium, it's actually isolated, and then we actually pull a buffer area out of it and then we cover that with plastic so it won't spread anymore.
At the height of the Templetons' uncertainty about the impact of Pythium on their ginger business, they began to diversify, buying more than 300 hectares of cane land in Maryborough and breeding up a droughtmaster herd. 750 head of cattle are now rotated through the ginger fields.
We use the cattle as a break crop or a crop rotation, and we make sure that we plant grasses that aren't hosts of nematodes. And what we'll do is actually, before we put ginger back in that 5 to 7 year span, is pull the cattle out 12 months before, cover crop it with sorghum oats to bring the organic matter levels higher and also make sure we're not transferring Pythium spores back in again.
It hasn't been easy, but the Templetons now have the root rot under control.
We will never say that we've gotten rid of Pythium, but it's more a management thing. But certainly the last 2 years we've shown that we can get back into old soils and grow like very good crops. But you know, with farming, there's always the next thing that's going to pop up and bite you. Maybe it's these oversupplied markets. So you can never totally rest easy when you're farming.